Chapter 8
Synergy, Trellick is saying. Branding, Trellick is saying. Tie-ins, Trellick is saying, in their booth out on the patio at the Polo Lounge of the Beverly Hills Hotel. People, producers, agents, actresses, drop by every few minutes to say hi, to press a little flesh, to feel the heat. Yeah, Stelfox says, I'm thinking mugs, t-shirts, pens, iPhone apps, fucking dolls. I mean, we are not making enough fucking money. Am I wrong? It's a joke. Correctos, Trellick says. Understand this. Last year, the Warner Brothers merchandising stores turned over more fucking cash than every studio picture combined. The show needs to become a feeder for all this other stuff. Because at the end of the day, we're still working for a living, aren't we? Stelfox says. Exactly. Which is fucking depressing any way you slice it.
They sigh and lift gin and tonics. The two friends are both into early middle age now. A little thickening around Stelfox's waistline. Flecks of gray peppered through Trellick's stubble. Rich beyond any sane boundary of avarice, and wanting to get much, much richer. Together, they have done an awful lot of cocaine and black, black business deals over the years. They don't do the cocaine anymore, but they still drink. As Trellick is fond of saying of the many mutual friends who have found their way to rehab in the last decade or so, if you have to stop drinking, you're a fucking loser. As they wrestle with the ever-present question of how to make money while they sleep, a producer from Fox, who Stelfox vaguely knows, Adam something, stops by their table with a girl in tow. She's young, 14 or 15, full makeup, pointlessly beautiful in the Beverly Hills manner.
Hey, Steven, how's tricks?
All good, Adam. All good.
You know James, my lawyer?
Sure, we met at that ICM thing.
Hi.
Trellick offers a limp handshake, clearly not knowing Adam from Adam.
Sorry to interrupt, guys. Chloe here, my niece, he indicates the teenage girl who is looking embarrassed and bored simultaneously, wondered if you could score her some tickets for the opening show.
Yeah, sure, Stelfox says, smiling at her. I'll get Naomi to send them over to the lot.
Thanks,
Chloe says, smiling too, flashing tens of thousands of dollars worth of dentistry.
Great, Adam whoever says. See you Friday.
Sure.
The pair head off, Stelfox and Trellick watching them go.
What's on Friday?
Trellick asks.
Fuck knows.
Trellick yawns, still watching Chloe's teenage ass as it swishes off across the patio.
I'd do her, he says, and I wouldn't even feel that guilty about it.
Yep,
Stelfox says, signaling for the check.